Welcome to our class on Chassidus. We're going to be learning a beautiful Chassidic discourse in the Rebbe. The name of the Chassidic discourse is called Siyoyim B'Mishpat Yipada. The Rebbe said this on Shabbos Parshas Dvarim, which was Shabbos Chazoin, and it was that year, it was the fourth day in the month of Benachemov, in the year Tav Shin Memvav, which was exactly 39 years ago. So again, the Chassidic discourse is based on the verse where it says in the prophets, Tziyoin b'mishpat yipada v'shaveh b'tzedakah. Tziyoin, Zion, with mishpat, with justice, is going to be redeemed v'shaveh, and the captives b'tzedakah with charity. The Rebbe says it's known and spread out the different Chassidic discourses from the Chabad Rebbeim in every single generation on this verse, starting with the Chassidic discourse of the Alter Rebbe in Lekutei Torah in the beginning of the Torah portion. And because we know that it's also the beginning of Parshas Dvarim and Lekutei Torah, and also it's printed as the first Chassidic discourse. Nevertheless, it's a wonder because the beginning of Parshas Dvarim is about the verse of Tzion Mishpat Yipada, which is actually a verse from the Haftorah of the Parsha, and the Haftorah itself, it's the last verse. But when it comes in the Torah portion of Dvarim, in the Lekutei Torah from the Alter Rebbe, this is listed the first Chassidic discourse. And he explains over there, with an introduction, what it says in the Torah, V'hoyu hadvarim ha'ele, asher anochi metzavcha hayom, that these words that I'm commanding you today, that's what the verse says. So Chazal tell us, what does that mean? That every single day, it has to be like it's brand new. And that's a major point in serving Hashem, that the whole Torah, where every time you learn Torah, it's not like you're learning an old Torah, God forbid. You're learning it brand new, as if right now Hashem is giving it to you. How does that happen? When you do a general meditation, and when you meditate, you come to the realization that everything is kachadoshin, like it's brand new, and not only that, even a step further, it's not only like it's new, but it's new right now. Hashem is sharing this with you. Now, that's the way you're supposed to learn, and that's where you're supposed to live. It's brand new, it's right now. The revelation is right here, right now. And this idea, the Rebbe says, is promised from on high, because that's the whole idea of that every single day should be like new. And it's a commandment, and it's a promise. So it's a commandment and a promise. And so what happens is, the way you're supposed to serve God, when you're learning, and when you're praying, and you're doing mitzvot, as if it's right now, brand new, you're receiving the revelation right now. And like it's explained at length in that Chassidic discourse. And he goes on over there to explain, that's the way it's supposed to be. You learn Torah, wow, it's brand new, Hashem is right now revealing it to me. But sadly, when you're not feeling it's brand new, so then it says, Tziyoin b'mishpat yipad v'shaveh b'tzedakah. In other words, when you're supposed to be serving Hashem and it's not the way it's supposed to be, so then you need to be redeemed. Then you have to go back to your original source. And that's why it says, Tziyoin b'mishpat yipad v'shaveh b'tzedakah, that the redemption and the returning comes through two different ways of mishpat and tzedakah. Now, mishpat, we know, what is the idea of mishpat? It's referring to Torah. Like to explain the Chassidic discourse. And like he brings from the Targum where it says, K'mishpat HaRishayin, so it says, K'hilchus HaKanaisa, like the first halacha. So the first way is to learning Torah. And the second thing is through charity. And charity is referring to all the mitzvahs. Now in this itself, there's many, many details. Why? Because the literal translation of the verse is that when it says v'shaveha, it's going on what it says right before that. What does that mean, shaveha? Those that are captive or those that are returning to the original spot of Tzion, and they get redeemed also what? Through charity. But you can say that the explanation is as follows. That what does that mean? That even before you learn Torah, even before Mishpat, would you learning Torah, but you need the help from Hashem, that you should be learning Torah the way you're supposed to. And especially you want to know what is exactly Hashem saying, not to put in your own thoughts and get sidetracked. And Chazal tell us, in order to learn and to be able to have clarity and stay focused what the Hashem's intent is, so you need, in Hebrew it's called Siat Nishmaya, you need special help from Hashem. And since the way Hashem operates is Mida Keneged Mida, in other words, you want Hashem's help, so then you have to do your part. You have to do something. If you turn to Hashem, help me, that I should be able to learn Torah and I should do, it should be new. So you have to do your part. You want Hashem to help you. It means you want Hashem to do charity with you. So therefore, you go ahead and give charity. So by giving charity to someone else, you're showing that you care, and Hashem will care for you as well. Now, But the fact is, so you see, he connects the two, that the Mishpat is connected to Tzedakah and Tzedakah is connected to Mishpat. But the fact is, the verse doesn't say Tzion and Shaveha. It merges the two together. And it says we'll be redeemed through Mishpat and Tzedakah together. No, but it's actually it divides the two. It says Tzion is a Mishpat Yipada. Zion gets redeemed with learning Torah. And Shaveh, the captives of charity. So what do you see from here? That the main explanation is like it's brought down in Chassidus, that the redemption of Tzion comes through Mishpat, which is Torah, and the returning, going out of being an exile, that comes through charity. But what does that mean? You're explaining as follows. When it comes to Tzion, the mark, there's nothing to return. You're right there. So therefore, if you're not doing what you're supposed to, so you just need learning Torah. Mishpat is enough. We'll do it. And like he explains in the Chassidic discourse, that what does Mishpat mean? That everything should be in its right spot. In other words, you don't have to return it from a lost space to its original spot. But you have to affect that if you're in the right spot, it should be the way you're supposed to be. So in other words, seeing means, let's say you're sitting and you're learning, you're just lacking the motivation, you're lacking the surrounding light. So by learning more Torah, you fire it up. It's not like you have to come from a place that you're not even inspired, you're not even sitting by the table. In other words, so that's the first level. Then there's a lower level. It's called the Shaveha. And in Shaveha, there's two different insights. One is from an expression of a Shaveh, someone that's taken captive. And the other one is where you have to return and to its original spot. And in both of them, what you realize is that you basically left your main space. Either you're basically held as a captive, or you need something to bring you back to the space. It's not enough just learning Torah. Since you got involved in a very, very low spot, in other words, you took upon yourself too much materialism. So in order to bring you back to be more spiritual, to be more godly, it's not just enough to learn Torah, because you're learning Torah, but you're lacking the light. But therefore, in order to start sparkling again, you have to do the idea of charity. And not only charity, but all the mitzvahs, because generally all the mitzvahs, the positive commandments and the negative commandments in the physical world, and by staying away, not doing anything negative in the materialistic world, when you're busy doing physical mitzvahs in the physical world, then you create the shavel to come back to its original source. Now, give us 1 second. We're saying the shavel b'tzedakah. You want to be returned from either returning or coming back to the right spot, you do it through tzedakah. But we're saying it applies to all the mitzvahs. The question is, why are all the mitzvahs called tzedakah? Obviously, you can say, based on the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, in the classical chapter of Tanya, Perek Lamed Zayin, chapter 37, and there's the 37 has the same numerical value as Hevel, because Lamed Zayin is 37, Hevel is Hey is 5, and Beis is 2, and Lamed is 30, which is 37, like it's explained there in the famous talk, which is connected to the Hevel, the breath of the mouths of the children, and also connected to the 7 breaths that Hashem used to create the world, that what happens is when a person gives money to charity, that means you give money that you worked hard for, or if you didn't work hard for it, but the fact is you could have used the money to literally sustain yourself. So when you're giving charity, you're literally elevating your total self by giving that charity, either because you worked for it with your whole being, or because you could have bought something that would have given you energy. So in other words, when a person gives charity, you're giving yourself. And therefore, when you do a mitzvah, you're elevating you're elevating everything. You're elevating the world, and especially through the mitzvah of charity. And that's why all the mitzvahs is called tzedakah. Why? Because what's tzedakah? Tzedakah is basically about elevating yourself. And by doing a mitzvah, you're actually elevating what? The physical world. Now, the general rule is, in everything in holiness, there's a concept in Kabbalah called not seifam mitchilasam seifam, which means the beginning is connected to the end is connected to the beginning. There's always a connection between the beginning and the end to the beginning. So therefore, this verse, tziyoin b'mishpat yipada, v'shaveh b'tzedakah, is said where? At the end of the Haftorah. Because in the beginning of the Torah, it speaks about terrible things. Why is that? Because the two things are connected. And those the redemption, and the returning is not through nullifying the things which are ungood in the beginning of Torah. But on the contrary, it's about transforming the negative stuff. In other words, creating his sabcha, creating the transformation. So what do you see from here? That in order that you should have tzion b'mishpati pada, that Zion should be redeemed through learning Torah, and the captain should go to go back to your original place through charity and doing all the mitzvahs, and should be done in a complete way. It's not enough just to nullify the negative stuff that's going on, but you actually have to transform it to good. It's not about getting rid of the negative, it's about transforming the negative to good. And like it's ever said, like it explained, in reference to these days, and which are the days of fasting, that all these fasts are going to eventually go away when Mashiach comes. And not only that, not only they're going to go away, but they're actually going to come a Yom Tov, they're going to come a celebration. And it's going to take days of joy, rejoicing and celebration. Like the prophet says, Koyamar Hashem, that in the future it's going to be for the house of the Jewish people, the Sosin Elosimcha, for days of joy and celebration, Lemoidim Toivim to holidays, Va'emes, Va'ashalom Ahavu, that truth and peace is going to love us. So the goal is to create the transformation. Rebbe goes on to say, you can say even further, that one of the qualities of Elijah is going to come, is by transforming things which are negative into positive. And like it's hinted in the end of the verse where it says, Va'emes va'shalom ahava, which means truth and peace is going to love. What was it referring to? It's referring to the ultimate completion and doing mitzvahs, because the ultimate way to do a mitzvah is not for a reward, and not because it feels good, not because even Hashem wants it. It's k'mitzvos ritzonecha. This is the ratzon Hashem. This is the will of Hashem. Why is that? Because today in this world, not all the Jewish people are fulfilling all the 613 commandments. Why is that? Not because they don't want to, because our certain commandments apply only to our priest. Certain commandments only apply to our Levite, or only to an Israelite, and if we're not a priest, not an Israelite. And then there are certain commandments apply only to our king. And the king obviously tries to elevate everyone else. Why? Because the king is the heart of the Jewish people. And the same thing also with the priests. And they try to elevate the Jewish people because they become their emissary, etc. But the fact is, when Mashiach comes, what's going to get revealed? The emes v'ashalom ahavu, which means true and peace, because we're going to have the ultimate in peace. And we're going to have the ultimate of peace, which means everyone's going to be part, everyone's going to be one, and it's going to be like literally the whole Jewish people are going to be one, and everyone's going to be doing the mitzvah of Hashem, even the mitzvah that applies to a king. Why? Because the fact is, all the Jewish people are children of the king, and not only are we children, we actually are kings. Like Derek says, the Zohar says, we actually are kings, and to reach this level of the future, how does that happen? We want to reach it, but unfortunately, we have to go through galut. You have to go through exile. Because when we go ahead in exile and we transform the negativity, then we, and by learning Torah and doing tzedakah and doing all the mitzvahs, we become to the ultimate completion of the full completion, which is we're going to experience and live when Mashiach comes. Remember, finish off, and he says as follows: it should be the will of Hashem that when we do the completion of our work in this world, and the way that we're all children of the king, and we're all kings, and as we do it with tremendous power and strength, it will fulfilled by us, that in this world, we're going to have a taste of what it's going to be like of the doing the mitzvahs for tzenecha, what it's going to be like in the future when Mashiach comes. Why? Because what is the idea of doing the mitzvahs for tzenecha, doing the mitzvah of the will of Hashem in the future, is referring to literally about the sacrifices in the third temple. And we know that the ultimate Mikdash Hashem is going to create, which we know the base of Mikdash, the third base of Mikdash, it's an everlasting base of Mikdash. And the fact is, the everlasting, on a literal level, it's not only in the future, but it's also on the present and on the past. So in other words, the base of Mikdash is the future, and everything about it is everlasting. In other words, it always existed on a spiritual level, and it exists now. So therefore, it's possible you can experience today what it means to do the mitzvah of Ritzoynecha even today. And this is literally the idea of that the Beis Hamikdash Hashem created with his own hands, which also existed in the Mishkan of that Moshe Rabbeinu did, and also in the first Beis Hamikdash, and also in the second Beis Hamikdash. And ever since, it should be the will of Hashem, we should have the revelation of the third Beis Hamikdash. It should happen very, very soon, very, very quickly. And it should happen in our generation. So here we have another beautiful Chassidic discourse of the Rebbe about the idea of learning Torah, giving charity, doing the mitzvahs, doing the will of Hashem, Kemitzvah Sarnecha, and even though, again, the ultimate completion, we're not going to have to Mashiach, but we can taste it to now, and let's hope and pray, like the Rebbe finished off and says, we should have the coming of Mashiach, and our next class will be in Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh. Have a great and blessed week. Shavua Tov.